for too long, there's been so much rhetoric about freedom and liberation and struggle and whatnot. And I'm saying that you cannot be committed to struggle and be committed to liberation at the same time. To be committed to struggling is to be in a place where you are not committed to law. And I think that what people are thinking that they're speaking to when they talk about the struggle is ongoing, the struggle continues, is that it takes an effort. You understand, one cannot free oneself from the programming to undermine oneself without exalting a full effort. And there's a difference between exalting a full effort and being committed to struggling, as if struggling is virtuous. And some people pat themselves on the back because they're struggling so hard. We have to stop struggling. It's like trying to learn how to swim, right? We're in the cosmic ocean and we're struggling because we won't relax. We won't surrender. We won't submit to the order, to the laws. To gaining our right mind that gives us a right perspective and perception, which comes much more easily when we are in alignment with what our nutritional requirements are, so that our cells are being liberated from all of the excess waste from the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of things, the pus and mucus of cows and alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff. And we don't have a visual image internally of what that creates, but we see what it creates in terms of the disfigurement and the degradation that comes as a result of it. We've not heard men have a conversation and discussion about why they rape women, why they violate and have incestuous relationships with their daughters and nieces and whatnot, those guys. I guess they wouldn't really be called men yet. And this thing has been going on for so long, but it's a kind of conspiracy of silence that we don't discuss it. Men don't discuss it. I haven't heard men discuss it. And I guess all the brothers I know never dealt with it. I don't know, but most of the sisters that I know, we've all been aggressed and molested, raped. But nobody ever asks, other than, you know, the violation, you know, what creates that violation? And I'm saying that the commonality is the rotting flesh of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot. Nobody ever asked what makes these ones feel, or those ones feel, entitled to be able to capture you and hang you and rape you and sodomize you and whatnot. Same thing, poison blood. Blood burning hot with all of this defilement, because the spirit is charged on the blood. So the condition of the blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of the thought and or the lack thereof. And when your blood has become sludge, then you can be guaranteed that you are not your true self. And to have a system, a global initiative, that has women under the delusion that they can prosper in appealing to the base nature of a man. Without compromise of the true integrity of who and what we are as women, or what they are as real men. And so the detriment, the impoverishment of discernment and character and virtue, and the misalignment, the disinterest in walking in the integrity of who we are and what we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that would have us exalt the virtue of our character. Our creativity, our ingenuity, we would never have to defile ourselves or work towards the defilement of anything and everybody else to generate money. This is how we know we're missing in action. And the impact and effect of years of deficiency, nutritional deficiency, creates spiritual impoverishment, mental impoverishment, emotional deficiency. And see, the emotional deficiency puts us in a position where we are not able to have healthy relationships. Not just intimate relationships, not just marriages, but relationships, business relationships, cooperative relationships, collectivity. Because the bastardization that is happening at the cellular level, the undermining of our genetic inheritance and heritage, rooting out and undermining our natural sense of communality, community. Now we're distrustful. We think that we do better by ourselves. We don't want to be in relationships that challenge us to grow. We'd rather be in relationships that allow us to be comfortable in our dis-ease, in our degradation, in our disinterest. And as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, it is totally antithetical to what it is to be living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme presence, and then not want to grow, not want to cultivate and experience a consistent expansion of realization, revelation, consciousness in the integrity of who and what we are, and to know that is real liberation. And there is no political consciousness that is greater than being in the integrity of our own authenticity in vivid self-expression and self-representation as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that does not kill itself, and that which realizes itself to be the real self of all selves. So it would not authorize us to launch attacks through capitalism or any other ism that justifies us murdering, mangling, violating, bastardizing, usurping, castrating, hanging, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, stupefying, and rendering ones and ones dysfunctional, incarceratable, trappable, and have us dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation and experiencing consistent states of hellaciousness is our day-to-day reality, though we live and dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So the end to a sick system is death, or cleansing and healing. And we have the opportunity to choose and to be fully engaged in our own participation, in our own cellular liberation through clearing, cleansing, purification, and facilitating the process of more oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination so that you can truly nourish the cell and liberating it, all of them, brain cells, cells of the glands, the organs, the systems, skeletal, so that we're experiencing the truth of who we are as these living, intelligent, potent, regenerable intelligences of the absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. It has gifted each of us so much of itself. And so we should have an innate feeling of good with ourselves, not based upon conquest, not based upon sexual release, not based upon eating oneself to death as comfort, not based upon bank accounts, but just because we are so gifted and so blessed. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. But when your blood has been turned to sludge and you don't feel good, it's hard to really be thankful, really, really thankful, really grateful, really faithful, really confident, really creative, really trusting, really generous, really giving. We withhold. You give to that which undermines you, but you withhold from that which feeds you and nourishes you and helps you to really see yourself greater. You withhold. And so our intention has to be intense enough to literally charge every fiber of your being with the wholehearted desire for wholeness, for reclamation and reconciliation, and being restored and realigned and reattuned to the divinity of your being, and respecting and honoring the sanctity and the sacredness of all being. What we are, how we are, and why we are is the essence of how we become liberated beings. But to understand that water is the medium of intelligence that creates, it holds the intention. So when our cells are filled with sludge, acidity, toxicity, artificial colors and flavors and all of the stuff that we put on our skin that comes in our mouth and it's in it and people don't want to cleanse, and I don't get it. But to understand how we can make the most expeditious shift that is planetary, where we refuse to eat anything dead, anybody dead. See, it's a problem. in the mentality of a people who feel as though they've not eaten unless they've eaten carcass. Because the life is in the blood. So if you're going to benefit anything from an animal, then it would best probably not be the animals that are being raised for human consumption, because you can't get to the blood of them. And that which looks like blood is dying chemical. Because you don't know how long these things have been dead, how long the spirit has been removed from it, how long the carcass has been sitting, died, gassed with carbon monoxide to make it seem as though it's fresh. And so as human beings, we're designed divinely and divinely designed. And some people think that, oh, well, you know, just because previous generations ate like this, that we're supposed to continue to eat like this when we have more disease than ever before. And we don't want to shift. We want to stay stuck in undermining ourselves and getting bigger and bigger and blowing it up and losing our grip on the divinity of our being and being suffocated in these bodies, being snuffed out like a light match flame that's been put out. That's how people are dying, is suffocating in all of that garbage that they've been steeped in. But they've created it. But we have a system that supports it. A school system that feeds our children stuff that our bodies do not recognize as food. And then the parents continue to support it. I'm just saying, let's get a grip and realize what is wrong here. And your resolve to be about the blessedness of your being, to honor yourself, to honor your life, to honor your lineages, to stand up and be counted on behalf of the establishment of this eternal order and this eternal government. There is nothing that men are creating here that is greater than our resurrection as a humanity of people, all hues of people, from the blackest black to the whitest white. We should all be in harmony with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, and to understand our rights to be continued in existence by being corrected through clearing, cleansing, purification, so that we are renewed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. And you hear ones and ones continue to regurgitate and regurgitate and regurgitate that which ones have said 40, 50 years ago. But you never hear him speak about the integrity of the food and getting off of it, that which they call food. That's why we're seeing and hearing people talk about, you know, how sick vegans and vegetarians are, because they never, ever were supported in knowing how to really cleanse from 20, 30, 40, 50 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish. We just went to a vegan version of the same garbage. It's garbage. Treating our bodies as if they're waste cans. And that's why I provide life support. It's 678-760-9299. And some of you think that you can just listen and listen and listen and then change your diet, but then you're not cleansing. And then if you do, you only do it for a minute. Because you've been eating garbage for decades. You know, and then be in a state of disbelief about the reversal of these issues. And I'm saying, no, you can reverse these issues because you're a living being. You understand? You are designed divinely and divinely designed so that you regenerate. And for those of us who have experienced situations where we've had broken fingers and broken bones and spraying this and spraying that, you know that that same, you sit it still a while. Even eating the garbage, you still heal. So why is it that you're in a mindset to think that your body cannot heal, except you have your body parts cut out, as if that is going to facilitate your real healing? So if the cancer is in the breast, if the cancer is in the prostate, if the cancer is in the liver, if you have a nodule or a lump on the spine or whatever, then know that the cancer is probably somewhere else too. So you can't just poison the cells. You have to cleanse the cells and regenerate the cells, you have to be nourished, and you have to facilitate the elimination. I've got one elder whose mother is like 96 or something, and she was diagnosed with colon cancer like 5 years ago, and she did absolutely nothing about it. And she's still alive. You understand? She didn't allow them to just start poisoning her. She didn't say anything about it. They just now finding out. And so I say that to say that the treatment oftentimes is what really facilitates the demise, the quick demise. Because one day everything is fine, next day you've been diagnosed and they've been diagnosed and then they're in a rapid state of deterioration. One, because the mind has been filled with fear. Now the issue is you weren't fearful the entire time. You was eating flesh and dairy and eggs and chicken and fish and smoking and drinking and acting like you had a dang on bit of sense. Well, as soon as you get that diagnosis, man, you be quitting and you know, but I'm like, no, you've been happy killing yourself. And if you can't get happy dying, then don't be afraid to die, but be committed to living. You understand? Because your orientation in terms of how you're responding to it, it matters. And I'm saying, be fully committed to clearing, cleansing, consecrating so that you are able to be the living testament and give a living testimonial of the glory, of the triumph, of the order, the light, the love, the water, the minerals, that which we refer to as God. It's your life. But they get you in a tizzy where you be feeling afraid and fearful. And that fear of death overwhelms you. I'm at 404-523-8989. So my responsibility is to encourage you to realize that if we are sharing this now moment of eternity upon the planet, then we are all being called to rise. It's not for some and not for others. People say, well, you know, Adam, it ain't for everybody. And I'm like, well, the sun is for everybody. The air is for everybody. Breath is for everybody. The order of existence, the laws of existence are for everybody. But you don't want the truth to be for everybody. But you want death to be for everybody. You want the lie to be for everybody. And when we were little, you know, when we were children, I should say, because some of us are still little, we said, well, can you do such and such a thing? And you say, I don't know, show me. Show me. You can do it, I can do it. Right, so that's what I'm saying. If I could do it, you can do it. If he could do it, you can do it. If she can do it, you can do it. Someone was said to say these things, I do, you can do also and even greater things. So why are we acting like we ain't the ones we are? Because the cells are full of sludge. It's hard to get motivated when you're heavily wasted. It's hard to be inspired. It's hard to really have the right thought. Because see, the issue is that if you never have the thought to correct, to clear, to cleanse, to purify, to honor yourself, if you don't ever have that thought, then we can't really trust any other thought that you have. But once you get into your right mind, how do you know you're in your right mind? Because you will not be trying to do anything to undermine yourself. And you will be regretting, repenting, forgiving, accepting greater, your greatness. Because nobody can estimate or guesstimate what the difference would be if we each stepped into our light expeditiously. But I know that because our bodies are 80% water, and if we really anchor the fullness of love and light and reverence and respect and appreciation and gratitude in the very fabric of our being, that frequency and energy charged upon the cells of our being, then we radiate that. And that radiance would permeate and penetrate the air that we're in, the presence that we're in. The earth could be transformed. The cleaner our bloodstreams, the cleaner her waterways. The more oxygenated we're breathing, and the more frequency we're holding within the very fabric of ourselves, the fluidity of our life force, then the clearer the air. We have to understand that we are a part of the earth, and it's the minerals from the earth that get charged with the frequency and the vibration of the sun. And move with the water. See, the water is the delivery system of really flushing the toxins out and the nutrients in. And you want the waters to be charged with the frequency and the vibration of the mineralization and alkalization, and you are being able to anchor love in the very fabric of yourself so that you're radiating it, the harmony with the whole of existence itself. This is how we get leverage. This is what liberation really looks like. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for being so caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am always in consistent prayer that you are receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in discerning, in doing that which is truly in your own best interest, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are standing in the light of the truth of the all that you are. And we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. And we are in a now moment that is requiring us to really care, to be conscious and conscientious, mindful and thoughtful, considerate and respectful, obedient and disciplined, honorable and honoring, worshiping and caring, to really stand on behalf of life in such a time where the errors, the progression of error that has been in full effect for so many years and generations of ones, that we can no longer push the envelope, that we can no longer think that there is some prosperity that we can have when we are a detriment to ourselves. We're in a now moment that requires us to get real about what it is we're living for, what it is we truly care to be remembered for. Because no matter where you are in this life and where you are as a generation, understand that a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide is destined not to end well. You understand? So we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us to step into our own power, to realize that the real I, the absolute I, the cosmic I that sees through every eye will always, always win. and triumph. And so there's a triumph and victory that has already been won that we can claim and harmonize ourselves with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to realize that no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, no matter what our personal affairs or our money or our bank accounts or all of that, the absolute reality is that we are in the wealth of existence, the divinity of existence. With each and every breath, there is nothing that man has made that is greater than that which we have already been gifted as life itself, as intelligence itself, as the capacity for having an inner standing to stand with the absolute and supreme intelligence, and to function as supreme intelligence, doing that which is truly in our own best interest, to the glory of those who have come before us, those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we will never know. We are in a now moment that requires us to understand that our opportunity is vast, because we dwell in the infinity of possibilities. And there is absolute law that governs us. And when we care to be lawful as opposed to being lawless, as we apply ourselves to the laws that govern us as opposed to the legalities and the statutes of men, and not just men, but kind, those who are kind of men, those who have no real love and light and wisdom and truth, but they are so pompous that they think that they are the authority of existence itself, and they promote themselves as if they know everything. But the reality that they have no regard and respect for the laws that govern us and the laws that govern existence itself is the evidence that we should not be following those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. And they're always speculating, always exalting theory and opinion, and putting us in a place and space where we think that we can have a belief system and be committed to our belief system. And our belief system does not support us in honoring the breath that we take and that which breathes us and beats our hearts. We are in a now moment where we have to outthink a system that legislates and perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And those who work on behalf of those companies and those institutions that are the culprits of misinformation and disenfranchisement and bastardization and usurpation and all of this, then you have the opportunity in this now moment to choose life, to be in a place where you will invest in yourselves. You will do that which is truly going to be in your best interest as a point of absolute and supreme intelligence, because that's what's needed now. We are in a now moment to have an understanding and an understanding that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, surrounded by nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, if you are filled with fear and devastation and doubt and insecurity and hypocrisy and inconsistency and contradiction, that you will radiate that and you will impact and affect other things negatively in your world. So when you look at what you have created and would care to recreate, then you have to be in a place where it really matters to you to do it. But you cannot continue to do the same things you've been doing consistently over time and not pleased with the results. But you won't change, and you're having to take responsibility for recreating. And the greatest work that we can do right now is stepping off the path of adulteration, stepping off the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death, stepping into the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in a now moment where the divine feminine is being exalted. For we have the cosmic mother that has given birth to everything, and the intelligence of existence that is all pervasive, filling all spaces. Because our feet are on the planet, sometimes you forget that we are in space. And as a global humanity who seems to have no clue as to where we are, why we are, we can make the assessment that many are really lost in space. not even realizing the divinity of one's being and the divinity of all being, and then working against desecrating, defiling, murdering, usurping, bastardizing, capitalizing off of the flesh, the blood, the carcass, the fetuses of other beings. We are in a now moment where the karmic debt is so intense that those who do not care to shift and change will never be able to rebuild, because there is condemnation and judgment that has been issued by virtue of absolute law. So where you have sown the seeds for divisiveness and degradation and chaos and all manners of stupidity and inebriation, intoxication, violation, incarceration, rape, molestation, and all of this, then you are in a place and space where you have to come correct or you have to leave. But the leaving is not really guaranteed. You may succumb, you may have to die, but in the realm of eternity, the issue is how long will you be dead? And some are perpetuating that there is nothing after this life anyway, which is why they are so pompous and so callous to think that they can do whatever the hell they want to do, because at the end of it, it's all the same. There is death, and after death, there is nothing. And so we have to begin to realize that we were told certain things that should give us some indication as to how we should begin to align ourselves. One is that we were told that as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. As a man or woman thinketh. Now, if you're not thinking, then you have to begin to look at the thoughts that you're entertaining. Whose thoughts are they? And what is being created by these thoughts? And a lot of times we find that good people meet a tragic date with fate, and we try to figure out, well, what? Why did that happen? But you never know what people are thinking. You never know what they're saying. You never know what they're entertaining consistently over time. You never really have an understanding and an understanding as to what their fears were. What was the most prevalent emotion that was permeating their selves that attracted things to them? And so where we are now, the opportunity that we have to self-correct is ours to claim it. And I've talked to people who say, I'm on a fixed income. I can't afford. And I'm saying, but what are you eating? You're buying something. Whatever money you're generating, however you're generating, if you're feeding and you're spending your life currency or trading your life currency for a paper currency, and then you are purchasing things with your paper currency and ingesting things that undermine your life currency, then you are practicing impoverishment. And this is the foundational reason why we have so much homelessness and hopelessness and addiction and inebriation and whatnot, you know. But this is a scheme, because there are those who feel entitled to push poison, to manufacture it and make it seem through commercial sublimation and advertising and behavior modification, through these chemicals that are added to these things to make killing ourselves seem chic. And make it seem as though it's profitable. And there is no profit in it. You understand the stupidity of poisoning the very things that are necessary for your survival. This is in a place and space where we have to begin to stop idolizing and idealizing and worshiping those who have led everybody astray through religion and government and socialization and thinking that those who are on the right path, those who are stepping outside of the realm of the boxes that we have been socialized to be in, where, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers and apple pie and baseball and football and basketball and golf and tennis and being distracted by all of the balls and being in a place and space where you're preoccupied with balls and breasts and butts and whatnot, that when you step out of that madness, then they're trying to figure out, well, what's wrong with you? You must be in some kind of cult. When you start trying to clean yourself up, and then they're like, well, what's wrong with you? You some kind of health nut? You understand? I'm just saying is that the stupidity is tremendous, which is why you're gonna get the beat down. You understand? It doesn't make any sense at all to care, to be careless, thoughtless, mindless, to consistently exalt your right to be wrong, to be sin-filled, to be in a place and space where you're a walking contradiction, inconsistent, consistently inconsistent, and caring to really exalt a full life's urge, but being consistent over time in doing that which undermines yourselves, yourself, your children, your legacy, your life. And because it's socialization and whatnot, we have to come to a point where we realize that it's not going to end well. And so I'm the one who's urging us to really, really get a grip and prepare to leave. Not prepare to die, but live the quality of life that allows us to really rejoice in the gift of life and to understand the power that we have in aligning ourselves with Mother Earth, Mother Nature, having compassion and mercy for all of the creatures and no longer supporting the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the domination, the capitalization of other beings and then feeding off of their carcasses. And this will be one of the most expeditious paths to global progression, is that each individual one that has a beating heart and is a breathing being begin to really appreciate, love, reverence, honor the intelligence of one's own being and the intelligence of all being, and to know that in that we are all held by virtue of this absolute and supreme presence that goes by many names, but there are no names to fully express all of the faculties and all of the reality of what it actually is as absolute and supreme intelligence, as absolute and supreme being, as the cosmic I am, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So when you open the books and the books say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, then understand that that's somebody else speaking, that is not the creator of all, because the intelligence of existence is the creator of all, or that which is the substance from which all things can come into manifestation, is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so we've been socialized and religiously trained to give more credence and more thought and more regard to the things that men have written and the things that men have created and the things that have come through those who really never took the time to really get into a full alignment in love and light and wisdom and truth, so that they would be able to properly advance humanity and be a blessing and a wise steward of Mother Earth and her resources. When you have a people who place and think of wealth in terms of paper and money and stocks and bonds, more paper, and spend so much paper currency on getting certified and degreed, more paper, but then they don't appreciate and invest in the cultivation of the hearts and the minds and the spirits of people. That they create things that rob the people of their capacity for true thinking, for being able to hold the light of supreme intelligence upon a thing and to come to know. You're dealing with an insecure people who would care to exalt their supremacy by anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, violating, beating up, warring against other ones, and think that they're monuments to men and their structures in polished wood, metal, and stone is an adequate representation of their greatness, when it is really to the detriment of the earth to be bulldozing and bulldozing millions and millions of acres of trees and destroying the ecological balance of the earth that hosts us all. We have to realize that you're dealing with a sick people, or you're being dealt with by a sick people, and you have been applying yourself to the sickness of a people who really are being disqualified for continuance in existence as a result of not being committed to living. Being warmongers and killers and all of that is a commitment to death. It's a commitment to being disqualified for continuance in existence. And these are existence issues. It's not about the economics of death. There is no real economics of death. We see it. It has manifested itself in billions and billions and billions of dollars in the destruction of the ecosystems, and the destruction and the devastation that comes as a result of what they say is climate change. And as we really care to qualify for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet, then it is necessary that we not just change our diets, that we stop being committed to dying and dieting altogether. That the commitment to life and the commitment to living is a different thing than the commitment to a diet. And because the food is the tool of oppression and the weapons of mass destruction are the alcohol, the tobacco, the white sugar, the pharmaceuticals and whatnot, then understand that the war, that there are those who are warring against themselves. And that's a fight that you can never win. We have to understand that the truth, we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. We were not told to choose a belief system that was generated by those who had no commitment to truth and then stand in it and refuse to hear anything that made sense while you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and quails and ostriches and crocodiles and alligators and the roaches of the sea, those who were gifted to the waters for the purpose of being able to facilitate the regeneration or the clearing, the cleansing of the waterways. But you all are being duped into thinking that this is good eating. And so the genocide that exists, we see it as a result of the miseducation, you know, being told that we have to have protein so that those who are dying with cancer and the cancer is there, the only thing they can think about, well, I can't give up. I have to have my protein. But all of that protein is what's created your cancer, because it creates so much acidity. And so we're in a place where we have to realize that your care to live, your care to love, your care to learn, your care to laugh, your care to work on behalf of the establishment of the reestablishment of the integrity and the resubstantiation of your own personal presence and commitments to being. This is how we get harmonized so that wherever we are not a detriment to anything or anybody at any time for any reason. And to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us. To do whatever is necessary in order to secure our lineages in the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. There is nothing that is guaranteed success upon this planet, except for the reconciliation, the restoration, the reordering, the reattunement, the upliftment, and the liberation of a global humanity that will live for life and live in the laws that govern life so that all of life is bettered because we're living. But to have a people who think that because of their education, their degrees, their money, that they have the right to destroy things. They think that their scripts have given them domination over things, so they want to dominate, they want to bastardize, and they bring the domination into their bedrooms, they bring the domination into their boardrooms, they bring the domination into all of the things to damn the nations that follow them. And so we're in a now moment where we have to realize that your and our rights to be right is a right to be corrected, a right to be consistently reminded of the path to regain our lost light. You cannot just throw money onto a situation and a circumstance where the people have no light and no love and no wisdom and no truth. So the billions of dollars that are all available because people are investing in a lottery so that they can take a chance on becoming multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires, and then not have light, love, wisdom, or care to really know how to facilitate anything greater than themselves and their personal desires for things. Our responsibility in being able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment is what's at hand in terms of the foundation of wisdom that will allow us to begin to really create the right steps, to move in the right direction. Because we are witness to the progression of errors that has been in full effect by those minimal minds, not the masterminds, the minimal minds who have been committed to their bank accounts and their status and their walk-in closets and their fine linens and their shoes and their yachts and their planes and all of the things that make them feel as if they have truly succeeded in life. But when you are on a cataclysmic ride with demise, it doesn't matter how much stuff you have. When you are on a cataclysmic ride with demise, it doesn't matter how much money you have. When you are on a cataclysmic ride with demise, then you have to have care enough to rethink it, to recommit to living. Because you don't know how you'll suffer, or your children, or your grandchildren, or that because of the contribution that you have made in the extinction of millions of species, of all of that which allowed the earth to do her thing and be consistently regenerated and to bring forward all manners of more beauty and medicines and just the multiplicity of diversity that is cosmic conformity in this paradise. That is the Eden. It is the whole earth. And the earth and her creatures are truly deserving of their liberation. Being liberated from violation of violent beings. Being liberated from the pollution and the polluters, those who's steeped in filth that they can only create more filth, Mother Earth and Mother Nature. And the intelligence of existence that holds them in their orbit and their space, and the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, are calling us to remember that we are parts of something that is so phenomenal, so sacred, so beautiful, that we need to get correct, or we need to get the hell on. But you cannot love killing yourself and love dying and love usurping and bastardizing and polluting and violating and then be wealthy. There's no way that you can continue to be out of alignment with the laws that govern existence itself and continue in existence when you have no commitment to the laws of existence. And perhaps you don't care that you could be discontinued in existence, that you can go into something called disillusion and cease to exist as a result of your failure to appreciate and reverence and respect and honor and care. To stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are is part of this absolute and phenomenal reality called existence. And you throw away and bastardize and disregard and disrespect the greatest gift and the greatest wealth that you could ever have. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we have the opportunity to shift and to change and to progress and to rise, because it is our time to do so. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.